Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.
Welcome back to Villa Breakfast.
Woohoo!
We're missing Rachel this week.
Rachel is eating ice cream, according to her Instagram story. She's too busy for the pod.
She yes. is in, is it Czechia? In yes. The nation of our arch nemesis.
David just said, no, Prague. Where is that?
It's yeah, Czechia.
Oh, yeah. That's in Prague, no? Yeah.
Prague is in Czechia. Come on, Amy.
I should be on Love Island.
It's Villa Breakfast, everybody.
Welcome, Sho and Aoife.
Thank you so much for having us. We were delighted to see the start of this last week because, and actually I listened to your episode because it was insightful and informative ahead of episode one. So
good.
I got the load in. Like, I didn't know Opie was a West End performer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm
thank
glad
you.
To hear. I'm glad
well,
to hear.
Well, I am watching Love Island. I'm announcing this. I am watching Love Island for the first time since 2022.
Where have you been, girl?
Where I had been was that I was watching it and then I was kind of just thinking to myself, am I enjoying this, right? So maybe I just needed a little bit of a break from Love Island, but I do think that this season is good. What? Number one, I wanted to watch Fitzy. Number two, I have to say the whole drama with Lucinda and Belle, isn't it Belle?
Yes.
From the All-Stars. Piqued my intrigue once again. And then when you have basically a Galway Gaelic footballer, you have to see how that's going to go down. So not disappointing. I'm really, really impressed so far.
You said in the office the other day, Aoife, that this series had promise. And given that you haven't watched it since 2022, and I can understand there were many meh seasons.
Yeah.
So last year wasn't bad, but don't ask me who won because my memory is not.
Are we talking All-Stars or normal?
No, just the regular one last summer. I can't even tell you who won it. And that's
genuinely couldn't
tell. Shameful. But anyway, I know that Sammy and Kieran won the All-Stars. What I was going to say was it has absolutely found itself again for some reason. It's kind of just come back. You were right. It's got promise. And can I just say, now I do, don't laugh at me, but
oh, I do have Shona has bullet points
of everything.
I have my notes on my phone.
I know,
phone.
Yeah.
You're so modern.
Me with my sheet.
Modern.
I'm like my dad. My dad writes everything out. What I will say is the reason why I think this series is going to work is because they actually seem like really lovely and interesting people.
Yes.
You know,
they've gelled already, haven't they?
They seem decent. They don't seem catty or bitchy straight off the bat. Like, it does seem like they're an okay group of people.
Definitely.
And you're kind of going to root for somebody. I think the problem with Love Island for a few years was I was a bit like you. I kept watching because I'm loyal, babes. But I wasn't invested in them. Therefore, I can't remember who they were. Like, they weren't like the OGs of, like, you know, Danny Dyer or Nathan and Cara or
Olivia.
Or Chris or, you know, Wes. But it's come back now. And I'm hoping that this series is going to bring us those memorable characters, those big moments. Like, there's no Maura in there yet, but who knows?
Well, there's definitely big characters. I have to say, I think Robin has the potential to be All-Star gold.
It's in the notes.
I have people that I love and then love the most. And I love...
love,
they get two
love
hearts.
The mostest.
I love Robin the most, and I can't believe. Sorry, let me just check my notes here. Robin is only 21, and she's a quantity surveyor. She's just qualified
and a DJ.
Sorry, but the fact that she's only 21, she could be a bit of a Maura in terms of her energy. And, but she's so lovely. But she's herself. Like, I know we're going to dissect it and we're going to get into it, but like, just very quickly, straight off, George asked her to go to the Hideaway the other night and she said no.
Yeah.
She said it's going to be a no.
It's going to be a no. And she felt bad for saying no, and I was like, you go, girl.
That was iconic.
I really love her already.
What do you think, Amy? Who is standing out to you so far?
I do think Robin. And I love Ellie. We'll obviously get into everything that happened in last night's episode, but for now, I do love Ellie and any of the boys. I mean, I just love Fitzy.
I love Fitzy.
I want to see more of him.
Fitzy and Robin.
Shaking her.
I didn't know that I was going to love this guy from Galway. I didn't really know anything about him. And then he walks in with these blonde locks, very much like our Brian from The Office. Like, very handsome, very good looking guy. And Brian's filming us here. And then not only was he lovely to begin with, then he did the worm. And
he
twerked. Come on. Like, he's a ga player that can worm.
Very hot. Sorry, why am I spelling out H-O-T? Maybe I just want to emphasise it. The worm.
Unexpected, but wonderful, I would say. So Fitzy and Robin would be my top two, actually, if I was to pick one boy, one girl.
Can I have my theory about Fitzy and the worm?
Yes.
So I think this was in his audition as well. My theory is that he was a massive fan of Step Up and Step Up 2. And he watched that, and as a child, then went onto YouTube and practiced that like there was no tomorrow, and that is why he can do the worm. I have people in my life, which I will not name, who learned how to do the worm from Step Up and Step Up 2.
Can you actually learn how to? Because Amy said to me yesterday in the office, can you do the worm? And then I got down, I just was flat on the floor. Like, can you be taught?
I'm sure
you
can.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a YouTube tutorial or a TikTok tutorial.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, my first question I want to ask before we get into everything. Did you make any predictions before the first episode, and were you right about maybe couples, etc., or anything that is in the show?
I really thought, bear with me, I really thought at the start that Mika and what's his name, Samaraj, were going to be like the instant couple, because I actually, she's not on my love list, but I think she's really interesting and intriguing and beautiful, isn't she?
She is.
I really like her. I think she's so much herself. I also saw she went into the villa that she wouldn't be the stereotypical influencer type that would go into the villa. I think she does content creation, but she's quite, I would say, edgy. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I do know what you mean.
She's not kind of like a glam Geordie girl.
She's very natural.
Even her style, like the way when she was chatting to Samaraj last night and he was saying to her, I love the way you come out in your robes and your silk, and what are you going to be wearing tonight? Yeah. I just love her style. She's different and I like it. Yeah.
And Aoife?
I don't know if there was any like instant couples that I was like, oh, those two would work well together. To be honest with you, I thought that Fitzy and Robin... Yeah. I thought that they had energy and a spark, and he said, oh, I'm all about personality, and then he went for the detective and not like, look, she has a personality, but Robin definitely has that in buckets, so I think he kind of like minced his words a bit and then just went for someone that he was attracted
to. But do you think
to.
She kind of scared him a bit? She was a bit too full
Robin.
On
Robin. I don't know why she, like, I don't think she's as full on as she is kind of making it. I think she's just a really bubbly, lovely person.
Yeah, so yeah.
I don't think she's that, like, I actually think I'd like to be in her company.
Yeah, I think
she gives me kind of like this
crack.
Lovely positive vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe he did think she was too much, but I think he's more attracted to Lola anyway.
Yeah, I think they're so solid. I can't believe how solid they are. Like, they are proper into each other. They're
he really likes her.
Do you think so?
Well, until he's tested, I don't know. I can't answer. He's off to a good start, but I feel like it's one of those things. The only person that I'm just a little bit unsure of out of all of them, just let me check my notes. Aiden.
Oh, lad.
23 property broker. And he almost from the start, I was like, oh, I don't know. He's going to be a bit of a lad. And then he proved it last night, because I do feel like the two of them he had kind of.
And even saying to Ellie, he's like, oh, you're going to get jealous now. I feel like he wants to play games. He wants to have a laugh and be
He's the
an
only
idiot.
One that I get a bit of a vibe from, but the rest of them, so lovely.
What really annoyed me last night was when Ellie left the villa and he was all hugging her and like, oh, you poor thing. The same lad the day before saying you're the hottest one in here to Yasmin. And that really annoyed me as well, because Ellie definitely is thinking, oh, poor Aiden, like, has been pulled away by this one.
Yeah.
And that's not the case at all. Like, I don't know, were you saying the other day, Amy, like, wait until the cinema night comes and they look back on all of the footage. And I'd say Ellie and Yasmin will have, maybe they'll have a little bit of a reconciliation, because it did seem a little bit hot between them, I thought, after she left the villa. Like, Ellie was kind of like, felt very betrayed because she was making a big effort to be friends with her. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
So I said to Amy this morning that we've gone from like 0 to 100, haven't we? We've just gone from like,
we just went straight in.
It feels
in.
Like they've been in there for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
My thoughts are that I really like Yasmin. Yeah. 23 recruitment consultant. Just in case you're listening, like, I do think it takes a while for them to sink in. She also, to me, look, did you ever watch Towie? No.
Yeah.
Yes. Who does she
remind me of? Amy Childs.
Yes.
Like the absolute, like stamp. She could be her child.
I saw there's been a few Sabrina Carpenter references as well.
To Yasmin.
Obviously she doesn't have the real blonde hair, but she does have the kind of petite, like girly look to her.
Yeah. I really like Yasmin and I think she's really nice and genuine. I do think it was just unfortunate that she did kind of click with Ellie and then she was also flirting with Aidan. So when it came to it, it did look like, I'll use a Killian Doyle reference. It did look like she shafted her a little bit, but I don't think it was intentional. I think it was like she liked Ellie, but she also fancied Aidan and she had to make a choice. Now, I will say, George, who's the other person that had to choose, right? Blonde footballer, plays for Dorking Wanderers. Okay. Whatever that is.
Wanderers.
Can anybody tell us what division? Brian's in studio. No, he doesn't. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Is that made up? Did I get my facts wrong?
Well, do you remember there was a lad that came on before, but he said he was a footballer, sure, and he played on some kind of a TikTok team.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know. Like, when they say footballer, Fitzy's probably the most accomplished sports person on the show. Yeah, go on anyway.
But I do think with George, he kind of, I don't know if he was being as helpful to Yasmin when they were making their decision about who to get rid of as she thought, because I don't know if she was 100% on Ellie, because he said to her, no, you're doing the right thing. And she's like, are you sure I'm doing the right thing?
Yeah, he was like, go for
it. Was he doing the most controversial thing?
I think
he did anyway with
Samraj.
So, you know what I mean?
Is that a lad thing? Like, do you lads think more in strategy? He's a footballer. You know, there's a different way of thinking that he's trying to get the best deal for himself. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a different thought process.
He probably doesn't see Aidan. Am I getting my facts right? He doesn't see Aidan as competition.
No, he probably doesn't see Sam.
Sam and Robin are together. And if he had picked Sam, he would have had Robin. It would have just been the two of them. Whereas George is chatting to Robin and Mika.
Yeah.
So this way, by eliminating...
He's smart.
He's doing Samraj. A bit of a Hannah Montana on it. The best of both worlds.
Yes. Well, nice.
So he thinks.
Will we get to the end of the episode? Back of a rant. You see, we knew that they weren't going. Because normally when they dump people from the island, like they dumped Samraj and Ellie last night, normally what happens is they set up some random deck chairs out the front of the villa. And Maya's there.
Yeah.
That's what they normally do. So when they walked out and I was like, there's no chairs. What's going on? And then they got into the back of the car and they said, Ellie and Samraj.
Your journey's not over.
Your journey's not over.
Yeah, and they got a little doo-doo text.
Yeah.
Can we go back to George again? Because look, I think we should go back to George because I know that he's getting a lot of hate online for his appearance. I think he's high fashion model material.
I think he's gorgeous.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, Sho said this to me and I said, I feel mean. I said he's something out of my nightmare.
I love a blonde.
I do. Well, John was blonde when he was a child, so that'll catch.
But John's not blonde at all, but I do think blonde, like I think blonde is
if you saw him on a runway, you wouldn't look twice. Like he does have that real sort of striking,
he's very unusual looking. I think his eyes, everything. I think he's really good looking.
And I have a theory that if he dyed his hair brown, that he'd look like Christopher Reeve, the original Superman. I want there to come on.
She did get an image up.
I swear, he's a real look of him.
Do you know what though? I do think Robin and George look very alike.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, do you know what they were talking about Robin being a blonde? Do you think? I think Robin could be maybe more strawberry blonde. She's very fair. She does have a ginger look.
To me, Robin has that look of a model, like as in that real kind of natural classic beauty. She's so pretty. Like even when she wakes up in the morning, I'm like, oh, she's just gorgeous. I love Robin.
Did you have any standouts? Do you think there's any stars of the series so far?
Robin. Robin and Fitzy are definitely stars.
I have to say, look, maybe I'm being harsh and maybe it's because I've like seen Fitzy on TikTok for years, but I do think Fitzy's coming across really well so far, but I think he isn't showing like his weird and wonderful personality fully yet. And maybe that's just a case of, for some people, it takes them a while to like fully kind of be themselves. But I do think he definitely has more to him than what we're seeing so far.
I don't think he's got airtime in the last episode.
That's it.
I think it must be really hard. This struck me when I was watching it last night. Like, because Ian Sterling, the voiceover, made a reference about if Fitzy's class are watching now, turn off because it's about to get saucy or whatever. I did think, how do you go from being a primary school teacher into Love Island where you're bringing people up to the terrace, or, well, she brought him up, but like, and just snogging on national television. How do you do it? Like, you know, I'm thinking
I think that the civil service are great, I hear, for career breaks. So I'd say...
No, I read that too. I just mean, how do you get your head around like standing in front of a class doing your primary colours to the terrace on Love Island?
But sure, he can never go back teaching. Could
he can. I think he could. Well, why couldn't you? Like, it's a reality TV show.
I know,
it depends,
but like,
what happens during your summer. And I also think, like, let's be honest, a lot of them go on and they do end up getting deals and they end up making a career out of it. But the one person, like Lola, can't go back to being a detective.
Well, in fairness, if she trained in the police, I don't know what division or where she is, because there's like the Metropolitan Police and, you know, different in the UK. But like, she could probably go to a different unit if she wanted to. Like, so she could go to like, look at me being boring and rational about it.
I think realistically she probably knew when she was going in, she may not be going back to her day job.
She's not going to be a detective. She won't be undercover when she goes back.
You mentioned the airtime thing, and I think you're right about Fitzy, and yet he's still very much in my mind. And is that because he's our Irish representative, you know, like that we're kind of conscious that he's in there? But I do think, if you're talking about who else is going to stand out, Opie, we haven't seen the best of Opie.
No.
Opie has a lot more to give now. Was it Opie
the
that fell the other night?
About three times.
That was one of the best falls ever.
Can I just say on Opie, right? Am I imagining this, or is he kind of getting a little bit of the cold shoulder from a few of the islanders in there? Like, George, remember during that challenge, George like picked Opie for someone that's only in here for the clout, and I thought there was a bit of beef between him and George. Now, maybe I'm imagining,
I don't know
it,
I think they just had to pick someone, and it's hard on the like second
night. I thought that there was a little bit of,
I didn't get that.
No, I didn't get that either.
That's the one thing that actually I don't see there. Like, I genuinely don't think there's like a bitchy kind of undertone.
No, I don't. No, I'm not saying that, but like, I suppose maybe it's just that he's a big personality. And look, again, like, different people, different folks. What is it?
Different strokes for different folks.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen in the coming episodes with this twist? Where do you think the two islanders are going to
sure.
go?
Aiden's gone off with Yasmin now. That's a done deal for the next few days.
Until she watches the movie night, maybe.
Well, it'll be a long time away, though.
Yeah, that's you're talking. You need work to be done here before we get to movie night. We're talking a good 5-6 weeks. Yeah.
What did I say about him yesterday, Amy? He's a rat.
He has the potential to be a rat.
Yeah. George?
No, Aiden.
Oh, sorry, Aiden. Oh, yeah. He's the only one that I have
and
a question
as
over.
For George. No, sorry, not George. Who's after being thrown out? Samraj and Ellie.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen to them?
Oh, they're going into a little fancy villa with a TV and they're going to watch Big Brother style.
Or do you think
and
they're going
on
dates?
I'll be. Are they going on dates? As in bringing people. Oh, that's good. You should be a producer. That's very good. I like that.
I personally thought when they were going off that they were going to get two hotties for them. And go on a little date and then bring them back into the villa.
I think
that'd
be something like
crack.
That.
Are we getting somebody that we know going in then as a bombshell?
Lads, before we go, Charlene Murphy, right, what do we think? Is
she's
going in.
I'm absolutely rooting for her. I hope she's going in. I love her. I think she's brilliant. Well. But I'm losing momentum here because she's been going in for the last 6 months.
But she doesn't decide when she goes in.
No, I know it's not her fault. I just get her in. Get the girl in.
The comments on her TikTok are brilliant. It's like, cool video. When are you going on?
I love your Dyson hair up. Yeah, get into
see you at 9 p.m.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just hooked. It's got a really, really...
You're enjoying
it's off
it.
To a good start. Like, bring on a summer of, 9 p.m. every night. But could they make it 8 p.m, please? It's not suitable.
And could
it's
they
too
wrap
late.
It up by 10? I don't like this... Is it like
10,
quarter past, half past?
So.
No, because they started
the
at 8.
Sure.
I want, like, can I start it at 8 o'clock?
okay, fair. I take that.
Breakfast radio doesn't suit.
Okay, well, thank you, Show and Aoife, for joining
thank
for the
you,
kind
Amy.
Of first/second episode of Villa Breakfast. And, we'll see what happens in the next week.
TBC. Thanks, hon.
Bye.
Villa Breakfast.
I got a text!
A Beat Breakfast Love Island podcast.